And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back, they're gonna save the world of geeks.
It's time for another Turd or Treasure. So this is going to be a fairly quick show this week. Just wanted to get some reviews out to everybody because there's some pretty cool releases. So we have in this show two releases from VVS Films. That is The Kid and Hotel Mumbai on Blu-ray. We've also got The Believers from Olive Films on Blu-ray. And from Mill Creek, we have Drop Dead Diva, the complete series collection. That's six seasons on 12 discs. That's a TV show from the last 10 years or so. So it'll be an interesting listen because there's a pretty big variety of types of films. We have horror films, we've got Western, we've got real-life thriller, and we've got like legal dramedy from Lifetime Network, which is pretty cool. So without further ado, let's get into the first review.
Basically, use the geeks.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
Just a quick review here of Drop Dead Divas. The show ran for six seasons, and if you're a fan of it, you know what it is, and if you're not, it's basically a Lifetime Channel legal drama with or comedy elements, so a dramedy. Obviously, being on Lifetime, it's geared towards women, but I actually enjoyed myself watching it. It was something great I could put on in the background and just leave it going. There are, like I said, six seasons. Each season is spread over two discs, so there's a fair amount of episodes crammed in there, but there aren't any special features, which actually mean that Mill Creek has decided to use basically like 99% of the maximum capacity you could have on those discs, and it turned out pretty good because of it. So I didn't notice any like negligible issues with the video quality. There wasn't any artifacting. The audio is in surround and sounds fine. And is pretty much as good as you can expect from a show that ran about 10 years ago or so. That being said, the packaging is the new style of box that they're using where they put the cardboard slips inside of it where you put the discs in. It's not perfect. I didn't notice any scratches on the discs or anything, and it's a better quality than the one that they used for the Adventures of Robin Hood, where I felt that it was basically falling apart because the paper was too thin. They are doing the same thing they did with The Shield, where it's a thicker cardboard outer box, and that's a lot better. I still don't like how the flap on the top opens too easily, but that's easily fixed with like a tiny little piece of scotch tape or something. It is a bargain release, so you sort of get what you pay for, and what you're getting here is just a lot of content for a very reasonable price. So it's not going to be a show for everyone. So it's not going to be a show if you're, you know, not into legal dramas, if you're, it's not going to be a show if you're not into, sort of the Lifetime Network style of show. But it's priced at about $60 Canadian, so you're looking at, it being, 30-40% cheaper than that in the States. So it's a pretty good deal when you consider that you get, a 12-disc set. It's like 78 episodes long sort of thing. So it's a pretty good deal in the long term, and it fits on your shelf. It's a lot better than, the previous releases they had of the series, which, it had a complete collection years ago released with different DVD sets, and it had import releases from Europe and that. And that's just, it gets really, really pricey. This is a nice complete set. So check it out. It's from Mill Creek, Drop Dead Diva.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Our friends at Olive Film sent over a copy of The Believers for me to check out. I had never heard of this film before, but it had Martin Sheen, Robert Loggia, and a bunch of other character actors that I have seen in other things. One guy in particular plays a lawyer friend of Martin Sheen's. I was like, where have I seen him? Where have I seen him? Where have I seen him? And that's when I realized he's from one of my favorite movies of all time, John Carpenter's The Thing. He's one of the guys that obviously becomes The Thing. He's the guy who... whose chest opens up and basically all havoc breaks loose. So it's a film from 1987, and it's a voodoo occult horror film, and it's pretty interesting. It's something that could only really exist in that time bubble of like the late mid-80s to like 93-ish sort of thing. There's some scenes in here where I was like, oh, that wouldn't fly today, like spanking of a child in the middle of the street. Some of the, it involves sacrificing and weird rituals and kids that are way too underdressed for television and movies, but it kept it very realistic and to the point. The child actor in it was actually quite good. I've not seen a lot of kids that can emote that much, especially in that time period where they weren't paying as much attention. It's directed by John Schlesinger, which also directed Marathon Man. You've got a decent character actor ensemble cast, and it's basically about a father and son whose the wife dies in a freak accident. They move to New York City and they get involved in weird Santeria style voodoo, some good, some bad, and they get sort of involved in a plot to basically, super rich and powerful people are using voodoo to make themselves more powerful and have longevity and stuff by sacrificing children, which is crazy. And I won't get into more details than that, but it's, I was reading that when it came out, it had some criticism, by the Santeria community. And it's like, you know what? There's outcries for everything. It's a good movie. I would definitely watch it again. It's the color reproduction is really good on it. Olive's done a great job restoring the film from the MGM archive. And, it's very basic. There's just a trailer for it on there, but there is a good stereo DTS audio track. And the video has been color corrected and looks like it jumping off the film. It could have been recorded today. That's how good it looks. So it's one to check out. If you're a big Martin Sheen fan or just like a horror fan of, and you're running out of ideas of things to get, I forgot that there was an entire genre of these voodoo occult type horrors that don't really exist anymore today. Like you have movies like The Nun and stuff. It's all Christian, like Roman Catholic horror. But this was, the voodoo Haitian Santeria, urban horror, which is pretty cool. So that's The Believers from all the films. Check it out.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, You could have used those 15 Blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to GEICO.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Hold that thought. It's crapper time.
The other day I had a knock at the door and it was the courier man. The courier man bringing copies of films from VVS Films. Now, I did a double feature where I watched both, and here they are. We've got The Kid, which is a Billy the Kid movie, and Hotel Mumbai. Now, Hotel Mumbai stars Dev Patel, Armie Hammer, and a bunch of other character actors, including Jason Isaacs. It's based on a true story, and you know, here's the basic synopsis in case you haven't heard it. It made some buzz on the indie scene. A gripping true story of humanity and heroism, Hotel Mumbai vividly recounts the 2008 siege of the famed Taj Hotel. As the world watches on, a group of unlikely heroes will stop at nothing to keep the guests of the hotel safe. So I do love the thrillers when they're not just based on a true story, but there's enough, you know, real life heroism, they can actually translate it to the screen without having to do too many alterations to it. And that's what you get here. It's rated 18A in Canada, which would mean it's probably rated R in the States, because generally our rating system is we're a little more lenient. So for it to be rated 18A, then it's probably rated R. As far as there's featurettes, there's some interviews and that sort of deal. The basic stuff you get on a lot of these releases from VVS, which is cool. There is a 5.1 surround soundtrack in Dolby True HD, which sounds great. It's very dynamic, very bombastic. You may want to turn your dynamic range compression on if you're watching at night so you don't wake the neighbors up when this is going on. Visually, it looks fantastic, just like any other modern Blu-ray release, theatrical release that you get. And it's going to be a good watch. It's the kind of thing where this is going to be, you know, passed over to my mother, grandmother, and father to check out, because they love these kind of thriller movies, and that's going to be one that they watch. Now, The Kid was one that I was probably more interested in initially, even though I ended up really liking Hotel Mumbai, because it is a Billy the Kid story, and there's not enough good Westerns anymore. But this one is starring Ethan Hawke, Dane DeHaan, and Chris Pratt. And it's been a while since we've seen Chris Pratt do anything that wasn't like super high budget. But here's the basic synopsis here. And it also has Vincent D'Onofrio in it, which is really cool because I always like seeing him and stuff. But a young fugitive is drawn into the world of Billy the Kid as he makes his way across the American Southwest in a desperate attempt to save his sister's life. So, it's a new take on it, adds a little more to the lore, and it's just a pretty good story. Chris Pratt is really interesting in that he's not playing the same kind of character he usually plays. It's very against type and very well, you know, I would say it's well received. You've got a surround track on here. It's English and French, so you got the French dub if you really want that. But, you know, the English mix is really good. It's in that ultra wide, 2.4:1 ultra wide, so it looks fantastic on your screen. Just, I love seeing Westerns when they're shot really well, and this is one that is. So, I like Ethan Hawke in pretty much anything. I'm kind of biased, so I'm going to say both of these are pretty much a buy. If you're on the fence, check out their trailers. You can find them on YouTube, or check out vvsfilms.com to check out all of their upcoming and current releases. These are going to be great. Like, I think The Kid and maybe Hotel Mumbai, they're going to be belated Father's Day gifts for my dad. So we'll see what he says about that. That being said, they're both good. If you have to pick one, I would go with Hotel Mumbai being probably the better of the two, because I just love stories that are based on reality here. But again, you can't go wrong with either of them. So that's The Kid and Hotel Mumbai, available on Blu-ray from VVS Films. Check them out now.
Those magnificent bastards!
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
And that's just going to do it for this week. There isn't much in the middle because I wanted to keep it streamlined and straightforward so we could get the reviews out to you because we got a lot going on over the next little bit. First and foremost, we've got a recording with the Terrible Warriors Cambridge Chronicles via Twitch. So you can check that out at the Terrible Warriors Twitch channel, as well as checking it on social media on Facebook or Twitter, the Terrible Warriors Cambridge Chronicles. If you have any questions, contact me directly if you want, alex@thisweekingeek.net, deathphasetwig on Twitter, or hit me up on Facebook, Alex Ricci, and I'll let you know where to watch, what to do. The idea is we're going to record, hopefully if everything goes right, a couple times a month, Saturday nights, for about an hour or so. We're going to be rolling up our characters for Shadowrun, which is going to be really interesting, because I'm going in, starting from scratch. I had a general idea. We had recorded some stuff and some preliminary stuff for our season two, and then we decided to go in a different direction to do something really neat and interesting, which is to go with the live streaming aspect, which is going to be fun. So, there's going to be, learning curve, working out some kinks, and that's the whole point here. We're going to have fun, do an hour a week, come on in, listen with us. There'll still be an audio version that comes out after, but if you want to watch live and interact, that's the best way to do it. So it's going to be kind of interesting and we're going to give it a good go of it. So, again, any questions, you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, check out the Twitch channel for it. So that's what I've got coming up. I've also got reviews of Judgment and the Castlevania, pseudo spiritual successor, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which is, I'm working on the reviews as we speak. Hopefully they're out this week. It all depends on how fast I can beat them. So, keep an eye out for that. Birdman's got some reviews coming too. Got a bunch of stuff going on at home. Roommate's moving out on Monday the 24th. It's also the same day that I have a bunch of doctor's appointments for my bariatric surgery to go forward with the second step. I've got to talk to them. There's some stuff I'm probably going to have to do. Then sometime in the end of the week, I'm going to have my apartment cleaned up and organized so that my father, who's going to take over for the roommate, he's going to move in because he was living in Guelph, had a surgery, needs to recover, and wants to move back to Kitchener so he can work here instead. So he needed a place. He's going to move in on the weekend, the end of the month. So it's going to be a very busy next couple of weeks. So I want to make sure I get as much done as possible here. So that's going to be it for me. If, again, you have any questions, comments for the show, hit us up at feedback@thisweekingeek.net or alex@thisweekingeek.net. You can find me on Facebook, just Alex Ricci, or you can communicate through the This Week in Geek Facebook page through the comments on our website. We have switched to using a new platform, which is Spreaker, for our hosting of our podcast because, as you know, we have so many things. We've got 1,300 episodes. We get to a point where you've outgrown the platform that you were on. This allows us to send things to our YouTube channel, which is in the descriptions. We've got things on SoundCloud. It sends to Google Podcasts. Basically, we're on a lot more podcatchers than we were before, and just sort of expanding our horizons and hopefully pick up some more listeners, because it's always great to see your viewership and your listenership expand. So we're going to test that out. There are ads involved at the beginning and end, depending on the platform you listen on. That's just because we need them there so that we can actually be able to afford to have the show come to you. Because as Birdman has always said, the news and Twig will always be free for everybody. But that costs us money, especially the longer we have it, the more we host, the more episodes we have. So the idea is to have, just enough ads to break even to pay the bills, so to say. So we're testing it around. We'll see about moving things here or there. It's all going to depend, on how many listeners we have and how things expand and grow. So we're going to test things around and, we'll let you know. So far, I don't think it's been too invasive or anything, because most podcasts now have ads, unless it's a premium thing or you have Patreon and that. And we don't currently have anything like that, and I don't believe there's plans to do that. So we're just testing this now. It makes it a lot easier, actually, to send to multiple sources at once. So I've been playing around with Spreaker. I would say give them a, you know, check them out. They're actually a pretty cool platform because it lets you auto-submit to Apple, to their own platform. I can post it to our own website, to Google Podcasts, to Spotify, a bunch of other platforms, which is really cool because it automates a lot of shit that normally would take forever to do. So that's what I've been up to. I will talk to everybody later, and I'm going to get this posted and scheduled and ready to go.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in a bit of a
ha ha!
Ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content, and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at This Week in Geek. And check out our Instagram at @twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah.
That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.